Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
Ireland came agonisingly close to recording another famous victory over Pakistan, but in the end had to settle for a tie in the first one-day international in Dublin. Paul Sterling's century got Phil Simmons' side off to the perfect start in their pursuit of 276 for victory, before Kevin O'Brien's explosive innings of 84 meant the game went into the final over. Needing 15 to win, he hit Syed Ajmal out of the ground before sweeping the last ball to the boundary to ensure the spoils were shared. Pakistan had earlier scored 266 for 5, Mohammad Hafeez hitting 122, before Ireland's target was adjusted under the Duckworth Lewis method due to rain. The two sides meet in the second and final game on Sunday. The BCCI has denied that the Sahara-backed Pune Warriors India franchise has pulled out of the Indian Premier League. Pune finished the 2013 season in eighth place, and the BCCI has found itself at the centre of a spot-fixing storm after three Rajasthan Royals players were arrested last week. However, a statement from the board claimed that they had no knowledge of Pune, who only joined the league in 2011, withdrawing. The ICC has confirmed that elite panel umpire Asad Rauf has been withdrawn from standing in the upcoming ICC Champions Trophy. The Pakistani official is reportedly under investigation by Mumbai police, who are conducting inquiries into spot-fixing and corruption in cricket. Following the revelations last week that three players have been arrested for suspected spot-fixing, police around the country have arrested several bookmakers in connection with suspected links to corruption. Rauf is an experienced member of the ICC's panel of umpires, having stood in 49 test matches, 98 one-day internationals and 23 2020 internationals.